Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called The Invisible War. In these lessons, we'll take an in-depth look at the unseen world of good and evil and how the spiritual side of life directly impacts our day-to-day existence in ways we never imagined. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the all-new Silver Scripture Box with a set of 52 new Bible verse memorization cards based on this series, The Invisible War. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Set Free From Me.
What I want us to look at this weekend is, how can I be free from me? How can I be set free from me? And the way we're going to look at this is the truths of Romans 8, I have put them in a practical way of listing seven mental habits that you need to do that will help you apply the truth of Romans chapter 8. And so we're going to look at these seven mental habits that explain the great truths of Romans 8. Romans 8 is the greatest chapter in the Bible. In my opinion, it's the greatest chapter. They once did a study of Bible scholars and said, if you could only have one chapter of the Bible and you're on a desert island, which one would you take? And about 90% of them said, I'd take Romans 8. So this is a very strong passage. You need to take a lot of notes today. Number one, the first step in being set free from me is this. I must remind myself daily what Jesus did for me. That's the starting point. I got to remind myself every day of what Jesus did for me. What is salvation? What are the benefits of it? You see, we have a lot of people who are saved who don't act like it. They run around all the time filled with shame and uncontrolled thoughts and compulsions and fear and bitterness and insecurity. And they're believers, but they're not set free from me. And the first step is you've got to remind yourself what Jesus actually did for you. And this is how the Holy Spirit sets me free from shame. Let's look at these verses. Romans 8, 1 to 4. First he says, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ. Now let me stop there before we go any further. No condemnation means God doesn't judge you for all the things you've done wrong if you've trusted Christ, because Jesus took all that judgment on the cross. He doesn't have to judge you because Jesus was judged. He doesn't have to condemn you because Jesus took your condemnation. He took your rap. He paid your penalty. He did your time for you. Now, the Bible says that if I'm a believer, that I belong to Christ, look at that verse, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Circle the phrase, belong to Christ Jesus. This whole passage is talking about people who've given their life to Jesus. This doesn't apply to you if you haven't made that decision yet. But if you've received Christ into your life, the Bible says you're under no condemnation. That means God doesn't get mad at you when you sin. Did you hear that? God does not get mad at you when you sin if you belong to Jesus Christ, because he's already taken the payment. Now notice, it doesn't say that after I become a Christian, I won't sin. You're still going to sin. It doesn't say I'm not going to make mistakes. You're still going to make mistakes. It doesn't say I'm not going to fail and look stupid. You're going to fail and look stupid. It just says you're under no condemnation. In other words, you don't have to walk around with shame. You don't have to walk around with guilt, because when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he not only paid for all of the sins you committed last week, last year, and your entire life, he's already paid for the sins that you're going to commit tomorrow, next week, and the rest of your life. They're already paid for. That's good news. That is good news. No condemnation. That means there is no reason for a Christian to walk around in shame, because I stop and I remind myself, Jesus paid for all of my sins. He already knew before I was born every sin I was going to do, and he paid for it. Now, the next part of that verse says, for the power of the life-giving Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, has freed you through Christ Jesus from the power of sin that leads to death. Now, what does that verse mean? The second thing I remember is that because I'm a believer and I have Jesus, I have a new power in my life greater than willpower. You see, before you became a Christian, the only thing you had to use against your bad habits was sheer willpower. And how long does that work? Not very long. He says, now there's a new power in you. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians are still simply relying on willpower to change. They've never figured out how to connect into spiritual power, into the power of the Holy Spirit, into the power of Jesus inside you. He says, there's a new power in you. There's a new sheriff in town. And when you want to change things in your life, it's not just if it's to be, it's up to me. It's not just my own willpower. It is God's power in me. I have been given a power greater than willpower. We're going to look at this more in the next verses. Then the next thing it says, the law of Moses could not save us because of our sinful nature. Now, laws, keeping God's laws, cannot save you. Guy says, well, I know I'm going to heaven. You say, how do you know? He says, because I keep the Ten Commandments. I say, name them. You don't not only not keep the Ten Commandments, you couldn't even name all of them. If I asked you to stand up right now, you couldn't even, how can you keep them if you don't even know them all? By the way, keeping laws never works. Why? It says, because of our sinful nature. Laws simply work on outside behavior. They don't work on inside change. They don't change you on the inside. For instance, if I were to bring a pig out here, a big sow that had been rolling around in the mud and the dirt and eating garbage, and it stinks to high heaven, and say, what is this? You'd say, it's a pig. Now, I take that pig backstage and I run it through a couple of car washes. And then I put it in a bathtub, and I have bath salts and perfumed soap suds, and I get it all cleaned up, and I brush their teeth, the pig's teeth, and then I sprinkle some foo-foo juice on it, you know, some Corral number 5, you know, that would be appropriate for a pig, okay? And I rub it down with oil of Olay, so its skin is just silky, silky soft. And then I tie a ribbon around its neck, and I put a bonnet on it, and I put some eyeshadow and fake eyelashes on this pig, and I put a dress on it, and then I put some lipstick on this pig, and I bring this pig out, and I say, now what is it? Still a pig, okay? You may have spiffed up the outside, but the nature has remained unchanged. And this is what happens with self-help programs, is that we spiff up the outside and we, by sheer willpower, say, I'm going to take a bath. I'm going to get on some new clothes. I'm going to change my behavior. And all the outside looks different, but inside, it's still the same nature. If you're going to have radical change, transforming change in your life, it's got to change your nature. And only God can do that. No self-help program can change your heart, which, by the way, is why I'm not a politician. I have zero faith in politics or laws to change human behavior. Why? Because it's just fixing the outside. You can pass a law that says nobody will be a bigot or a racist. Is that going to change anybody's heart? No. Only Jesus can change that heart. And I have seen people come to Christ and they change from a racist into a compassionate person and from a bigot into a loving person. Only Jesus can change that. If I thought you could change human behavior by laws, I'd be a politician. But there's no track record that it actually changes people. Only God can change the inside. Which, by the way, is why we don't spend so much time promoting all political laws. You know, there are some Christians who think they're going to make the world a better place just by creating a law. Well, people just break it. I mean, they want a law against this sin and 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 a law against this sin. And they think that's going to change people. No, people are just going to break the law. You do. God has given all kinds of laws in His Word, and you don't obey those. And you break them all the time. See, one of the things we know here at Saddleback is you don't expect somebody to act like a believer until he is one. Because he doesn't have the power to change. He doesn't have the ability to change. So passing a law that says everybody's going to be moral or everybody's going to do this, that doesn't change. That's cleaning up the pig. It doesn't change our nature. God put into effect, notice here, so God knew that laws couldn't save us, but God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent his own son in a human body like ours, except that ours is sinful, and God destroyed sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. In other words, he gave us the power to make those changes, to forgive us and to change us. And then it said, he did this. Jesus died on the cross so that the requirement of the law would be fully accomplished for us. Circle the phrase for us. What is he saying there? That Jesus not only paid for all your sins, he did all the right things for you. Those of us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. In other words, if you were to die tonight and you were to go stand before God in heaven, and God were to say to you, did you keep all my laws? What your answer is no, but he did. And you point to Jesus. And you get in on Jesus' righteousness. You get into heaven, not because you're a good person, because you kept 100% of God's immutable laws. No, you don't get in because nobody's done that. But Jesus did. And it says there, Jesus not only paid for your sins, he did all the good things. And so his righteousness is imputed to us. It is given to us. We go, I didn't do good on earth, but he did. And God says, all right, friend of Jesus, come on in. You get a pass. That's called grace. That's called grace. You put your trust in my son. You trusted what I sent him to do for you. Do you understand what Jesus Christ did for you? That's why when we sing that song, I'm alive because of what Jesus did for me. It's all because of his love. That's true. Now, if you really are serious about changing your life for the better, you got to start where God tells you to start. And God says you don't start with your behavior, your actions. And you don't start with your feelings, your emotions. You start with your mind. The battle for you to be set free from me starts in changing your mind. Be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible teaches very clearly that the way we act is determined by the way we feel. And the way we feel is determined by the way we think. For instance, if I'm acting depressed, it's because I feel depressed. And if I'm feeling depressed, it's because I'm thinking depressed thoughts. And if I want to get over my depression, I don't force myself to change my behavior. That doesn't work. And I don't force myself to change my feelings. You can't change a feeling. You cannot force a feeling. A guy says, I don't love my wife anymore. So I said, well, okay, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'm just going to force myself to feel that I love her. How will that work? It doesn't work. You can't force a feeling. It's like telling a crying kid, now, I command you to be happy. I'm trying, Daddy, I'm trying. You cannot force a feeling. In fact, when you try to force a feeling, everybody knows you're faking it. You can't force a feeling. You can't fight that feeling anymore. If you laughed at that, you're really old. Okay, you are really, really old. Okay, now, what you do is you change the way you think. And if you change the way you think, that's going to change the way you feel, and it will change the way you act. So, if you say, I don't have any feelings for my wife anymore. You can act your way into a feeling, and you can think your way into a feeling, but you can't feel your way into a feeling. If you start acting loving towards your wife and you start thinking loving thoughts toward your wife, I'm going to tell you what, the feelings will come back. They will return. You act your way into a feeling and you think your way into a feeling, but you don't feel your way into a feeling. Now, the good thing about this is that now that you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and so you can ask him to help you put good thoughts in your mind. So now you're not just on your own. You're not just out here trying to think up stuff by yourself on what would be a good thing for me to think about. You can say, Holy Spirit, put good thoughts in my mind.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box, and it's beautiful. The new Scripture Box is silver with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. You say, I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible says in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and keep them deep within your heart. To keep them deep in your heart, you have to remember them. That's why I've had my team create a beautiful Scripture box so you can practice memorizing the verses. It's a collection of spiritual tools that will help you keep God's Word in you so you have it when you need it most. You know, when you're tempted, you rarely have a Bible by your side. And when you're witnessing to somebody who doesn't know Christ, or they're under stress, or they need comfort, or they're in a crisis, there's not usually a Bible hanging around. So you need God's Word in your mind so you can remember it, and then when you need them, the Holy Spirit can bring them back to mind. Now, the Holy Spirit can't bring up something you haven't put in your heart or in your mind. So store them in this beautiful box. It's a real pretty box that will make a great conversation piece. And by the way, this is a skill that you can learn. You say, I can't memorize anything. Oh, yes, you can. In fact, studies have shown that if you learn to memorize Scripture, your brain will actually get stronger and you will remember other things better as well. That's right. Imagine this. If you only memorized one verse a week, that's a good thing. Okay, one verse a week. In 1 year, you will have memorized 52 verses from the Word of God. And you'll be so much stronger as a believer. So I hope you'll get this tool. We're doing it for you.
There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series, The Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and the scripture box? It makes a great gift, too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com to get this powerful resource, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 today. Again, that's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.